This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Danny Parkins there. Danny right there walking his nephew Jack out. Danny recently lost his brother Brad to brain cancer, and there's a connection there because Brad is actually a childhood friend of Craig Counsell's. Craig catching the first pitch.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
That was an amazing moment last year at Cubs for a Cure with Brad's son, my nephew Jack, throwing out the first pitch, being caught by Craig Counsell. This year, our baby sister Amy will be throwing out the first pitch. Craig has said that he will catch it again. I sent him the video of Amy practicing her throw, and he said, well, it only gets tougher on the field. So it's going to be quite a moment. Joining us now, same time last year, this is just going to become an annual tradition, Brad's wife, Jen, my sister-in-law, kind enough to join us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. I'm doing well, thank you. And congratulations. Brad would be so, so very proud of you.
Thank you. We've got 5 hours to go, so I've been on for 19 hours. We are at $467,000 raised, 100% to cancer research, going to Brain Up. Over 1,600 people have made donations, and we are going to finish strong and post a massive, massive number. So it's going to be pretty great. It's going to be incredible. And I'm looking forward to seeing Jack and Katie and everybody at Wrigley this weekend, where we'll be celebrating Rhino. And it's going to be a very, very powerful day once again at Wrigley Field. I know you were there last year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know they are so very much looking forward to it. And truly, you're doing just an incredible job, Danny.
Well, thank you. You know, we were talking about what we were going to discuss, and I think, you know, so Brad now passed away over 2 years ago, and people know the story that have listened to this radio station and me on it and Brad on it back then, and then you on it last year. How are you doing now compared to last year?
So I absolutely am doing well, which is something I never, ever thought that I would say. One of my favorite authors, Megan Devine, writes, you know, and talks about how now I'm living a life not of my own choosing, but of my own design.
That's beautiful.
And so thank you. Yeah. So I live quietly by the ocean. I'm surrounded by nature and truly wonderful people who are tremendously supportive, as they aren't afraid of my grief and sit with me inside it.
That's amazing. And I should mention, by the way, this hour we have a $10,000 match from a generous listener, John Gavin, who's doing it in honor of his mother. So every dollar gets doubled up to $10,000 this hour. So your $5 becomes 10, your $20 becomes 40, 100 becomes 200. CubsForACure.com, text CURE25 to 41444. It feels okay to say that you're doing better, right? And that's okay?
I think, you know, I would say that it's things are softer now.
Yeah.
Right? I think there's a great graphic called The Rings of Grief where it talks about sometimes, you know, people think that grief gets smaller. But in reality, I think the grief stays the same size. It's that life grows around it.
You've gotten very philosophical.
Thank you.
It was a process for you, right? You've kind of explored different things. You've read different things. You've listened to different things. You've explored different things. You know, Brad had his journey, right? I feel like this has been your journey in many ways.
Oh, very much so. This is absolutely right. His phrase of respect the journey that he came up with. I remember the first day as we were meeting his radiologist, Dr. Sean Sachdev at Northwestern. And we were sitting there quietly holding hands. And he said, Jen, he said, this is so much bigger than I am. He said, cancer is something that we need to respect. And he said, I feel like, you know, and that's when he came up with respect the journey. And I wrote it down in my notes and I put a big heart around it. Which then were, of course, accompanied by all sorts of other notes from the radiologist gave us. But this absolutely has been my own journey alongside Brad, who has ushered me through to also carry such gratitude, you know, for what was, is, and will become of this life.
Yeah, you... There's a few things like that you've done, and not everybody grieves the same way, right? And we've had a doctor in who's like, you know, the thing about glioblastoma is no two glioblastomas are exactly the same, right? Mm-hmm. So no one is going to grieve the exact same way, but you know, you're by the ocean now. You moved, and I feel like you knew that was a very important step for you.
It was. I was drawn to the ocean, and you know, Boston is the place where Brad's and my love affair started. And so I wanted to go back to that place in my life that felt warm and fuzzy and safe, and where I, you know, now get up with the sunrise and I walk to the ocean with my ridiculous grief puppy.
Your puppy is ridiculous. It's amazing. So Dipper the puppy is, you know, we don't have to say exactly how big you are, but you're small. You are a small person. And Dipper, how big is Dipper at this point?
Dipper is of over 100 pounds. He is a ginormous, ill-behaved cream retriever. He has been ridiculously trained and still has a hard time listening and following directions, especially when I try to get him out of the ocean, which is not easy.
Yeah, you've spent a lot of money on training this poorly trained dog who weighs about what you weigh. And yes. It is, I don't know, who is taking who for a walk, I guess is my question.
Oh, I have no absolutely, yeah, no, he is fully in charge of the whole program. Including most people's lobster pots that he tries to bring ashore for them.
It's incredible. So I love that you call it the grief puppy. I think that is very, very accurate. How would you describe for you what like the restorative power of the ocean has been?
Oh my goodness, it has been instrumental. I sit quietly and I listen to the waves constantly. And interestingly, people have come up to me periodically and they said, "Hey, you're here. I have a picture of you." And so I have three pictures of me and Dipper sitting by the ocean, just watching the waves come in, that people have taken pictures of me as I'm doing that. And they found me later and sent me the picture.
Just because you're so beautiful?
No, not that. Because I think, I don't know why, that, right? But like, you know, the sunrise, I guess during the sunrise, I don't know, there was one that was taken on our wedding anniversary, and I was just not okay.
Oh, wow.
And my grief was huge, and I'm sobbing, and my hands are covering my eyes, and someone took a picture.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you keep the picture?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have all of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all taken in moments of, you know, deep grief.
Yeah, and it's, you know, he's with you, and I know that you know that and believe that. How do you feel him, see him, talk to him? Like, what is your relationship with Brad now?
Oh, my goodness. I, you know, feel that in so many ways, our relationship has continued to grow, even in his death. You know, he sends me messages all the time. And Katie originally laughed at me, but I see him in bunnies. He was born and died on Easter Sunday. If he was a girl, his mom would have named him Bunny. And there are jokes there, but I won't go on to that.
Yeah, so, go right ahead.
but I, you know, I think right after the kids and I watched the car turn the corner for the last time, with Brad's body inside, a bunny appeared. And I was standing there with the kids and the dog, and the bunny just sat there and stood in front of us. And then from then on, I now see, 10 bunnies a day, every day. You know, we bought and closed the house. I bought and closed on the house in Hinsdale on our wedding anniversary.
Yeah. And it's an amazing thing to have him with you as we're talking to Brad's widow, Jen, my sister-in-law, here on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. All donations this hour are being doubled, thanks to John Gavin, up to $10,000. We have some amazing incentives that if you want to, you know, if you want to go see Dave Wanstead do the marquee post game show and watch a Bears game with him, $1,500, 773-388-8270, 773-388-8270. You want four tickets to a game on the rooftop at Wrigley next year, $800 donation. Text CURE 25 to 41444. We got a lot more things to do that we will be moving as we go throughout the radiothon. Two tickets to every game of Cubs Cardinals, the last series of the year in September, section 13, row 9, donated by an anonymous benefactor and their brothers. Those seats are unbelievable. Basically, it's the Tom Ricketts section, 9 rows behind the on deck circle. You get two tickets to every game, $2,000, 773-388-8270. At the second hour of the radiothon, or I guess to start the third hour of the radiothon, Diane Pathew, the traffic reporter from Channel 7, came in, and she was on the air last year with her husband, Nick, and Nick passed away from a glioblastoma just over 2 months ago. And today, or I guess yesterday was the first time she spoke publicly about Nick. And she announced on the air that she will be returning to work on Monday, or at least attempting to return to work on Monday. And I was thinking about you the whole time that I was talking to her, because I, you know, I have to imagine you, obviously you remember it, but you can relate to her being in that kind of immediate grief.
Oh my goodness. She did an incredible job. I listened to that section and she was absolutely amazing. And those early days of visceral grief are, I think that there are no words in the English language to describe them. You know, as you said, everybody is different. You know, but for me, they were moments of constant panic attacks and having to put my head in the toilet and, you know, silently scream, grab onto counters as the world that you live in and knew and thought you would be in no longer exists.
What? Again, everyone's grief is different, but like, what would you tell her?
I would listen. You know, I think that I don't know that I would tell her too much. There's a dog. You know, I think I would really sort of listen and say, you know, to feel it all, right?
Yeah.
And sit quietly with her and also sort of, you know, say things like, it really is as bad as you think. I wouldn't say to tell her that it's going to get better or anything like that, because I think in those moments, it, what's most helpful is to someone sit next to you in it.
Right, because you can't, when you're 2 months out, you can't see where you are, which is 2 years and 4 months out, right? That's not even like a concept at that moment.
Right, exactly, because that it's literally getting through the next moment. So, you know, things that I asked myself in those moments were, what do I need right now?
Yeah, you know, people have asked, like, you know, we've taken callers basically from 8 p.m. till 4 in the morning, and just people telling their stories, and it's been super emotional and super powerful. But, you know, people have asked, like, what do you say to someone who's going through it? And
yeah,
I know what worked for me, but again, everybody's different. How did you find that? Because it's tough for people to talk to us as we're going through these sort of things.
Oh, absolutely. I think for people just to listen, you know, and ask questions, I would say I love and always will love hearing Brad's name and, you know, having people just to sit quietly and listen to my stories about him and to ask me more questions about him. So then I can talk about him. And in that way, he very much stays alive. I think that unfortunately our culture tends to be grief illiterate and they want to make it easier for us, right? But sometimes things can't be made easier. You know, it can't be fixed. And so in order to do that, to really just sort of make space for it all.
Yeah, it's a, we don't get taught how to do it is the thing.
Right.
So it's weird. Like I felt myself, like when people would say things that would kind of grate on me or whatever, it's like, well, how mad could I get? Because how would they know? But then you get mad and you're like, well, no, you should know. And you know what I mean? Like you wrestle with that with yourself, because it's I don't want you to know, because then I wouldn't wish this upon anybody. But then it's like, come on, how don't you know? It's a weird, it's a confusing thing, I think, for the person trying to console you, but then also for the person who wants to be consoled. It's confusing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, even those comments of, you know, I can't imagine, which is so well-meaning and so intended, but also they could.
If they chose to, they could.
Yes.
Right.
And no one wants to, right? No one. It's a nightmare. Correct. No one wants to.
Right. The one that I shared earlier that I struggled with was when people would talk about other people's cancers and they would say, like, this person was so strong, they kicked cancer's ass, they beat cancer. And it was like, I understand why you would celebrate it, obviously. And like, great job. But there was like some part of me that was like, well, you also had a cancer that was beatable.
Yes.
And so it bothered me because, like, the implication was like, well, I mean, if you were stronger, you would have beaten it. And I was like, well, no, glioblastoma is undefeated. You know, like, it's lifetime and oh. And so it was that was one that obviously no one even is thinking about, because, of course, they're saying something positive to the person who has reached remission or whatever the case may be. Of course, that person should celebrate it and should be honored, and they are strong. But it was a weird one for me because I was like, man, my brother was strong too. There was just no one who could beat it.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I think, and, you know, Norm MacDonald, that great comedian, does a great bit about it where
we played it earlier.
We did. Oh my gosh. It's so true, right? You know, it's,
go ahead. Go ahead. Recreating a Norm bit is difficult to hit his timing, but yeah.
No, I can't do that. But I, you know, I thought it was amazing, right? He was like, you know, fighting cancer looks like, you know, laying on the couch and watching, you know, Matlock. And you know, in reality, when your person passes away, the cancer dies too. He's like, so I call it a draw. You know, your cancer doesn't go out and ask out your wife.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right? It's an incredible bit. And then, of course, it becomes even more powerful when we learn that Norm had cancer at the time that he's doing it and passes away and didn't tell anybody and the whole thing. So, yeah, it's true brilliance. Do you want to share? I mean, you know, I've obviously been in touch and see the kids, and they come to New York, and we're going to see them and have dinner and be at the game. But I think you and Brad raised two amazing kids, and they seem to be doing great.
They really are. They're incredible. And you know, we talk about Brad all the time, and you know, signs and things, you know, and shows that he would like, and we bring him into conversation about what he, you know, would say in every moment. And if we're at a restaurant, Dad would order this. So he, in that way, he's part of our every moment of every life that we have here.
Yeah. And that, I think that's one of the many ways that you and we all, you know, Brad would say this. Brad would think this is cool. Brad would make fun of this. Brad, you know, it's a fun game to play, I feel like.
It is. Yes. And very, very helpful. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you, last year, Ryan Sandberg, I don't know if you are you comfortable sharing any of this?
Sure. Yes, of course.
Ryan Sandberg passes away a couple of days ago. Last year on this radiothon, he announces he's cancer free. Now we're doing this in his honor at Wrigley on Saturday. The Cubs are all going to be wearing number 23 with no names on the back, in honor of Rhino. And people know my connection to Craig through Brad, but also Rhino was at your wedding. So just kind of your relationship with the Cubs and Ryan Sandberg.
Of course. Yes. I grew up going to those Cub games. My father would, you know, whisk me to Cub games. I'd call him in the middle of the day in elementary school after a particularly difficult math class. And I would say, is there a 120 start? And he would say, I'll be right there. And he would take me out of school and we'd go watch Ryan and Rit Sutcliffe, and Dawson and all those guys just, you know, and have a wonderful day together. I remember my father in his youth was a great art collector. And when he started his beautiful relationship with Ryan, the Lautrec that he had hanging in a prominent space in our home was quickly replaced by a framed picture of Ryan Sandberg that stayed up for a very, very long time.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, and I know Brad loved being at the games with your dad and Ryan, and it was Ryan would say, you know, Margaret loved your toast for when I was the best man at your guys' wedding, and I'd be like, "What about you, Rhino?" And he'd be like, "Margaret loved your toast." And I'm like, "Come on." Come on, with that little twinkle and understated delivery that he had. So it was, we all miss him a lot, and obviously we miss Brad every day. But Jen, thank you so much for sharing your progress, sharing the current stage of your grief, and joining us during the radiothon once again. Thank you.
It's been my honor. Thank you for having me on.
Of course, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you too. Take good care.
All right. That's Jen, my sister-in-law, Brad's widow, and we got work to do. We got to get the momentum going. Snowball effect here, people. Let's go. John Gavin has put up $10,000. Loyal score listener, doing it in honor of his mom. $5 becomes $10. $100 becomes $200. $23. Let's get the Rhino donations going. It's $523. Let's get 23 Rhino donations. $23 a piece. Next two people who donate $500, we'll send you a Dan Hampton autographed football. That's courtesy of Team Hochberg. Text CURE25 to 41444 or go to CubsForACure.com. You want a Yeti Tundra 45 hard cooler and two Hondo beach chairs? $950. That's an awesome deal. A Yeti hard cooler and two Hondo beach chairs, $950. Bears tickets. These are the only Bears tickets we're giving away. Bears Browns, premium seats, club level, like between the 25 and 30 yard line. Four of them plus a parking pass for the game against the Browns December 14th. $2,000 is what that is going for right now. Text CURE25 to 41444, 773-388-8270. We need the momentum to pick up significantly here. We got to post a huge number. We are at $474,000 right now. We are less than $100,000 away from what we did last year, but we have to shatter that that number, which means we need the Mullion Hall audience to carry us to the finish line. There are unbelievable incentives still available. Honestly, there are almost too many for me to give out. So if you're like, yeah, I could write a check for $1,000 or $2,000, but I'd like some Cubs tickets, or I'd like a meet and greet, or I'd like this, call Cubs Fan Services right now, 773-388-8270. Go online, CubsForACure.com. Make your donations. Let's start piling up the money. We have to finish strong 100% to cancer research. David Haw joins us next for the final sprint on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score and the Marquee Network.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, a 24-hour broadcast benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
In honor of Lynn Bramer and a number of other friends of ours that we've lost, we decided to go after the cure.
Danny lost his brother Brad to brain cancer. Certainly we miss Brad.
Hey, dear friends, it's Brad here.
Fred Council, man.
Can I tell a story about Brad?
Please, man, of course, please.
It's classic Brad.
I love all of you. Thank you for respecting the journey. Peace and love.
Last year, the Score audience helped us and the Chicago Cubs raise over $1 million to help strike out cancer.
Over 2,400 of you have made a donation. Thank you all so very much.
Join us for the next 24 hours as we try and top that number.
That is the power of the Score and the best sports radio station in the country.
We'll be joined by some of your favorite athletes and celebrities, along with many healthcare professionals and patients who will share their stories of fighting this relentless disease.
To have strangers walk by me and say, "Love you, Rhino," and I say love back to them, I wasn't like that at all. That never happened to me.
With 100% of the proceeds benefiting cancer research.
The people and the people's support has been such a big thing that I've learned and appreciated.
Your tax-deductible donation could qualify you for many great incentives, like autographed Chicago sports memorabilia, unique game day experiences, and more. To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Ryan Sandberg passed away at his home at the age of 65 after a battle with cancer.
To have strangers walk by me and say, "Love you, Rhino," and I say love back to them, I wasn't like that at all. That never happened to me. The people and the people's support has been such a big thing that I've learned and appreciated.
Here are your hosts, Danny Parkins and the Mullion Haw Show on 670 The Score.
Home stretch, as always, the Mullion Haw Show going to be carrying us across the finish line here. Mully out on vacation, so just me and my good friend, David Haw. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Danny. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
How are you holding up?
I feel fine. This is the part where it starts to get...
4.5 hours to go.
Yeah, it gets exciting. Got some big things planned for morning drive.
Good.
Got some big incentive items,
that's
some powerful
good.
Moments.
We need to keep things moving here in the morning.
That's I'll try. I'll try to live up to the pace of the Mullion Haw Show. No pick six today.
That's no pick six. That's fine.
Unfortunately.
That's all right.
You look good in the shirt, though. It's a good...
Thank you.
Do you like this one?
I like this one. I liked last year's, too. I still wear last year's.
When I see clips,
in my workout routine. It's in the rotation.
That's good.
It's kind of like a spot starter.
A spot starter.
Spot starter in the rotation.
Like a Soroka?
It might be. No, maybe a little bit more reliable than that.
a little bit more reliable than a Soroka?
Might be, yeah.
Well, they made four moves.
Okay.
Just none exciting.
There's a lot of quantity. I'm not sure about the quality.
Yeah, we can get into it.
That's okay.
No, we will. Well, I want to get your take on it. The audience wants to hear what you have to say. To me, they're baseball players. But we never know who's going to call in. Nick Wright has called in twice, once sober, and he made a $5,000 donation for $1 for every yard that Caleb Williams is going to throw for this upcoming year.
That's cool.
You never know who's going to call in. We're expected to have Colin Cowherd before we're out of here. Craig Council will be coming in, or will be calling in, excuse me. Eddie Olczyk will be hosting an hour with us.
Eddie O is going to be in studio, correct?
He's coming in studio
that
for an hour.
That is something that will be a lot of fun, and be great to see Eddie. And he is certainly passionate and always very, very eloquent when he's talking about what we're discussing and dealing with today.
That's exactly right. So 100% goes to cancer research. We have raised $474,000 since we've been on the air. Nearly 1,650 people have donated. You can text CURE25 to 41444, CubsForACure.com, or speak with someone in Cubs Fan Services, 773-388-8270. So three different ways, and you never know who's going to call, like friend of the station and Pauly from the Dan Patrick Show.
Pauly from the Dan Patrick Show also. Is that Dr. Pauly? Because he is also a professor, I believe.
Eh.
He's an academic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eh, Pauly. What's up, Pauly Pabst?
Degree. I listen to Mully Hahn every morning on my drive into the Dan Patrick Show. You guys know that. But, Danny, I've been listening. I went to bed with you guys on. I was listening last night before I went to bed. I checked in with you to see how morale was. It's just great what you and the station have done the past year. And, you know, you said something last night, Danny, like you never know when it's going to hit you or hit you in the family or touch someone you know. You know, when I listened to your radiothon last year, it hadn't. And last October, my mother got diagnosed with cancer. She lives out in Orland Park, 81 years old, and it didn't look good. But the cancer treatment she got at the place due to shows like this and donations like this, they've got it under control. So you never know when it's going to hit and what your donations can actually do. And, you know, it really hit me in the past year.
Yeah, and I mean, it also makes you appreciate great medical care.
Yes. Yeah, aggressive medical care, smart people, smart doctors. And what you guys have been doing is just, it's beautiful. And before I go, I know you guys got a lot to get to today with the Cubs and everything.
No, you're fine.
Put me down for one of the Dan Hampton footballs, please.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let's, so Pauly, we got to connect, Studs, we got to connect Pauly with the people over there. He's going to, that's a $500 donation, Pauly, right? You're good with that?
Too. I've never met Dan Hampton. He's one of my favorite players of all time. So this will be like 1/6 degrees of separation, have an autographed football.
Okay.
Pauly, will that go in your man cave? And where will that go in relation to your Walter Payton cereal box?
Good question.
Oh, that's a great question. See, if I bring it into the Dan Pat Show, Dan will obtain that and keep it for the show. So I got to keep it at home next to the autographed. I don't wish it was autographed, the Walter Payton Wheaties cereal box. I bought 6 of them back in the 80s. I only have one left, I think.
Where will it go in relation to your framed SIU diploma?
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, C's get degrees. That was our motto down at Southern Illinois University. And it worked out. 5.5 years, no master's degree, no advanced degree, but Southern was a good time.
You took your time. All right, we will connect you with the people to make that donation. Thank you, Paul Pabst.
Thanks, Paul.
That's amazing. We very much appreciate it. The Dan Hampton ball. So I believe that means we only have one of them left. David Hochberg said that he would get Hamp to sign 5 footballs, and so 4 are done. So that means the next person who makes a $500 donation will hook you up with a Dan Hampton ball. So do you want an item that I think you would know something about, like a smaller item that I think is in your wheelhouse? Not to donate and buy, but I'm just saying, I think, like, I don't know anything about this person, so you can help me out here. Do you know Megan Maroney?
Megan Maroney,
country artist,
country music. Yeah.
Well, we have a signed hat from her, 2 of them.
Really?
Actually. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Do you like Riley Green?
Riley Green, yeah.
Yeah?
Riley Green's a very up-and-coming young artist.
John Party?
All these are country names.
These are all country names.
We're on the 10th floor, Danny.
You're a country guy.
I am a country guy.
Belt buckles, jeans.
Luke Combs in town last night at Lollapalooza. Here it was a great concert. He did a special concert the night before at the Metro. Yeah, so that you're speaking my language.
All right, well, so if people want to make a $250 donation, they can get hats signed by Megan Maroney, John Pardee, Riley Green. Just call up 773-388-8270. I assume your people, you know, wake up with us
yeah,
that know who these
do.
People
yeah,
are.
My people.
I
thought you were going Famous Hoosiers for $500 or something like
dude,
that.
I couldn't spot. If someone, Megan Maroney, walked in and said, "Hi, I'm Megan Maroney," I would say, "Hi, Megan, I don't know what you do."
Well, I would know what she did, but I would be more likely to recognize her voice than her in person. And more, you know, it's a musical.
It's a musical thing. It's more about singing. Yeah, sure. 773-388-8270 to speak to Cubs Fan Services, and we can hook you up. So that is a cool item that is available for us. And people can, again, text Cubs for Cure, text CURE25 to 41444. We're approaching $500,000, which I think we will get to if we continue to hit every dollar-for-dollar match, which I see no reason why we wouldn't as we move throughout the day. But, yes, what did you think of the moves from the Cubs at the deadline, the four
The Cubs moves yesterday?
Yeah.
We're going to pivot into sports mode?
I'm going to go back and forth, David. It's going to be back and forth. It's a boomerang situation.
It's a boomerang. We're going back and forth. But, first of all, before we get to all the Cubs thoughts, so – how would you say this year's pace and this year's kind of involvement compares to last year's?
I think, okay, yeah, I think we are ahead of pace, but your audience carried us across the finish line very strong. We finished very, very, very strong last year. So we need to finish very, very strong.
We had the same routine, right? We were the last show.
Yeah, it's the exact same.
The last show. Okay.
It's the exact same.
How are you feeling in terms of endurance? Are you feeling like if you fit your second time you run this race, do you feel like you paced yourself in a way that makes you stronger at the end?
So listen, so it's the third time I've done the 24 hours, back-to-back years. Austin Harvest was the first. I don't drink coffee. I think it's for the week. How's your coffee?
It's very good, Danny.
I'm glad.
It's cup two, if you're asking.
Cup two.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very weak, and so I need the caffeine. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm actually also working on an orange juice, which is a very big thing for me. I need the orange juice as well. I had to get that one myself, but Mitch is a very good coffee connoisseur and delivery guy.
I've got a smoothie on the way.
Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong with the smoothie?
Okay.
What's wrong with the smoothie?
Nothing.
Oh, it sounds like something's wrong.
That's okay.
It sounds like something's wrong.
What time is it? Smoothies are usually something like, you know, it's more midday.
Really?
More midday, post-workout, don't want to have a lunch, but I want something to kind of nourish me or to replenish me. That's kind of the smoothie to me.
Oh, I go breakfast smoothie.
Okay.
I'm approaching being awake for 24 hours. I woke up at 6 a.m.
yesterday, so I don't want to digress.
So you're saying basically 30 hours by the time I go to bed.
You seem fresher this year than last year.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's because I was so excited to see you.
I think it's the haircut.
So I got the TV haircut now. I got the.
You're looking good, Danny.
I'm spending more money on my haircuts these days. Yeah,
but I think it's great, and it's also this year. It does. It's as special as it was a year ago. But I do think that you seem like you're fresher.
Oh well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. Well, it's kind of wild though. I mean, last year Ryan Sandberg announces that he is cancer free during the radiothon, and then he doesn't make it to the next radiothon less than 12 months
emotional
later.
Week here, as you know, and that was the, it's kind of a cruel irony because the focus is on this event this year, as you know, and the images of seeing him sitting in this chair and hearing him celebrate being cancer-free and that emotion last year, and then a year later, you're mourning his death. So it has been a difficult week, I know, for people in the Cubs organization, Cubs fans, and anyone that really knew Rhino as well as many people did.
Yeah, and Crane Kenny saying how they're going to be honoring him on Saturday.
That's cool.
It's a really
good idea.
Yeah.
Original, and I feel like a perfect touch.
For anyone who hasn't heard, his favorite uniform was the blue pullover, the dark blue pullover. And they don't do the pullovers anymore, so there will be buttons. But he said in his Hall of Fame speech, you know, you play for the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back. So they're wearing his favorite blues. Everyone will wear the number 23, and there will be no names on the back of the jersey.
Because the name on the front, more important than the name on the back.
Yeah, but I think you've been in the media for a long time. You've dealt with a lot of organizations, and I will surely admit my bias here. But I was saying, I don't remember when it was, who knows. But I was saying earlier that they kind of sent soft signals to the fans. Rhino put out that statement a couple of weeks ago. Then Jed Hoyer on Marquee with those beautiful comments that sounded like a eulogy because we knew that they kind of were. And then Lester wearing the Rhino jersey.
They were preparing the fan base.
Correct.
For what they knew was inevitable.
Correct.
And it was imminent and unfortunate and sad, but I do feel like you're right. There was an awareness internally that, well, we're going to have to try to, it sounds bad, but try to get ahead of this emotionally so people are prepared. And it was gradual, but it was, I think, intentional.
I know it was intentional. As someone who has been planning this radiothon for months and talking about how Rhino was going to be involved because the cancer had come back, and was he going to be able to be on the air, and what were we going to do in honor of him? And I know it was intentional, and I just think threading that needle with like being respectful to a private man, but understanding that he means so much to so many millions of people, and everyone having Rhino stories and connections, it's not PR, right? That's not the right word for it.
No, it's not PR,
but it was a masterclass.
I think if you think of it this way, you're exactly right. But what it was that, think of, everyone can relate to this probably, if your own family member were going through something like that and you were dealing with people who were in your inner circle or your periphery, you would want to them to know or prepare them for that kind of loss. And Ryan Sandberg was in his later years a big part of that Cub family.
Yeah.
And so they were just preparing everybody for that in a way that he felt like was appropriate and with his blessing. And unfortunately, it all came to a head this week. And the gesture on Saturday is very, very well thought out, and it's going to be another emotional day at Wrigley.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there with my family and on the field pregame and part of the fundraising efforts. And
you're not throwing the pitch, are you?
My sister is throwing the pitch.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. My nephew threw it.
That's better for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not much of a thrower, but neither am I. Same lineage. I texted the video of her practicing to counsel because he's going to catch it again, and he said, "Well, it only gets tougher on the field." So he's right. He might have to be a little spry, jumping up or going side to side, going lateral. So it'll be cool to have him catch that first pitch. We have some pretty amazing incentive items here. And what the Cubs have done, I think, is really cool in terms of they've given us access to things that Cubs fans could not buy. Like, these are things that you cannot buy in a team store. So, for example, if you would like 4 tickets to a game next year and a meet and greet with Miguel Amaya and a visit to the Odyssey radio booth. So a pregame meet and greet with a player, 4 tickets to a game, and then you go to the booth and you see Pat and Ron. So that's the Cubs Hall of Famer, it's Ron Coomer, it's Miguel Amaya.
Four tickets to a game.
Yes, sir.
The chance to go into the Odyssey booth and a chance to meet Miguel Amaya. No disrespect to Miguel Amaya. Pat and Ron.
Pat and Ron's that
Pat
headline.
Ron. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but it's a great day.
It's a
really cool day. Yes. It's a welcoming, $2,500. These meet and greets and these opportunities have been flying. I believe we can move this one early here in the Mully and Haw show. $2,500. And
that's a bargain to see the defending National League champions meet Pat and Ron.
And so it's a $2,500 tax deductible donation, because so much of that is just priceless, right?
Right.
You get the 4 tickets, and John Gavin, loyal Score listener in honor of his mom, is doubling your donation. We got to hit our $10,000 match this hour. So your $5 becomes 10, your $100 becomes 200. It factors in with your donations. So if you want to do one of those country music things for $250, that becomes $500. If you want to, you know, go get the meet and greet with Miguel Amaya, that $2,500, it can become up to 5,000. We have the same thing if you want Daniel Palencia instead of Miguel Amaya. Palencia is available. Pat and Ron the same, 4 tickets the same, but $2,500, 773-388-8270, 773-388-8270, or text CURE25 to 41444. Those are $2,500 donations. Pat and Ron, 4 tickets to the game, and a meet and greet with either Daniel Palencia or Miguel Amaya. Those are available right now. Text CURE25 to 41444.
What a day that would be.
That's a cool day.
That's a very cool day. Two of the brightest young Cub players. Miguel Amaya needs to come back from an injury. They need to get him back into the mix. But Daniel Palencia, yeah, that would be fun.
All right, well, so now answer my question.
All right.
I'm curious. How are you feeling about the moves? I mean,
yeah,
two relief pitchers, a low-end starter, and a super utility guy.
That's a good way to describe all of them. I feel like I'm really disappointed in Jed Hoyer. Disappointed that the Cubs didn't go seize an opportunity to get a front of the rotation starter. I understand it, though. I think that two things can be true. You can be disappointed in what happened and maybe the way it was pursued, and understand the reasons why. The Cubs just didn't feel like the price was worth paying for the controllable pitchers that made the most sense for them. I would have liked for them to have maybe have taken a flyer on a rental. I still have a hard time believing or understanding why Zach Gallen, for example, is still in Arizona.
Well, did you hear the conversation with Jed when he called in last
part
night?
Part of that.
Yeah, because I asked him about, I used the word disappointed. You know you've got a really good team. Mm-hmm. You're a win away from the best record in baseball. Happens to be in your division, but you're a win away from it. You put all this work into the deadline, and you don't get a headliner piece out of it. And he's like, I don't think you can be disappointed when you feel like you made smart decisions for your organization and no one else met the asking price. He said that the teams that he expected to be sellers were, he said, it were acting irrationally in not selling.
But that can be disappointing.
No, I agree. You know? I agree with you.
See,
but to me, it would have been much more disappointing if Gallen and Mackenzie Gore were traded to two other teams.
Yes, I understand that.
That would have made it way more disappointing
I don't feel like I'm mad at Jed Hoyer. I'm not going to go on a rant and say he's, you know, here he's taking it easy because he's got his long-term contract extension. I think that's unfair.
Yeah.
But I am disappointed they were not able to pull off something that I had set up as being this litmus test for how aggressive they want to be at the deadline, and this is the year they go out and seize it. But I'll say this. That aside, they're better today than they were yesterday. They're a better team, and they addressed the depth piece of Castro. He's perfect. He is the ideal Craig Counsell player. The bullpen is better. I think the Ryan Pressly decision was due. And what they're able to do with their bullpen now in today's Major League Baseball is, once they get everybody back, that will be a chess match. And you like your chances when you have the pitching coach and Hadavi and Craig Counsell pushing the right button. So disappointing that they weren't able to get the guy that I thought they should go out and try to get, but understanding why they don't have him.
Yeah, I think that's well said. And Jed said, he's like, listen, I'm a sports fan. I understand fans being disappointed.
Yes.
Like he totally,
Danny,
he totally cops to that.
Because the Major League trade deadline is built up to this event. It's the NFL draft.
But it's not that.
No, it's not the NFL draft. Yeah. But it's the NFL draft in that it's a made-for-TV event now. And it's become something that occupies so much of our attention and conversation leading up to a month out, 2 months out. So when you get there and you're waiting some more and you feel like you want something to happen that doesn't, you're naturally going to feel disappointed. Does that mean you're checked out on the Cubs and say they can't win the World Series? No. I still think they can do what they need to do because it's baseball.
Yeah, I think that's right. And because no one else made that move, I wish they did, but because they didn't, at least no one else did either. So I have comfort in that. The Cubs have offered up another thing. If you are a Cubs historian, if you're a Cubs geek, they're calling this a private hands-on Cubs history experience. Private hands-on Cubs history experience. Mutually agreed upon date, 4 tickets to a game next year. This is a $2,000 incentive. So 4 tickets to a Cubs game next year. You can text CURE25 to 41444. Make a $2,000 donation. Again, John Gavin doubling it up as we get up to $10,000 for his match. Or call 773-388-8270. And 4 tickets to the game, and then exclusive access to the Cubs office pregame to view and hold select Cubs artifacts such as game-used memorabilia and brand artifacts. So I don't know exactly what that entails, but I've seen some of the stuff behind the scenes that they have up in the Ricketts suite. We have been into the Cubs offices many times. You've probably broadcast from there. Mm-hmm. Some of the press conferences are there. They have stuff from, you know, the early 1900s and 1908. Obviously, the
baseball artifacts.
The World Series trophy.
I love that term.
Ernie Banks stuff.
Oh,
Harry Carey stuff. Billy Williams stuff. Like, they have Ron Santo stuff. Like, and again, I don't know the exact... I'm not saying, like, you're holding the World Series trophy. I don't know if you are or not. But in terms of, like, the things that they have, they treat the history of their organization like it's the Smithsonian. So if it is not something you can buy, but you get to go to a game for a donation, 4 tickets, $2,000 donation at text CURE25 to 41444, and they're going to bring you into their offices behind the scenes, and you get to have hands-on experiences with this stuff. I think that's just such a cool thing that the Cubs are allowing us to do here during this radiothon. So text the Cubs fan in your life, because we need to hit all of these matches this hour. We need to skyrocket this total past where we were last year, which means, frankly, we got a lot of work to do over the next 4 hours. And I believe in the 670 The Score mob. So, David Hoff, thank you for being with me here for the next 4 hours. Lines are open. We have a little bit more time to take callers before all the scheduled guests start coming up. Craig Counsell still to come. Eddie Olczyk still to come. Mike Lowe still to come. I would say maybe the most emotional guest in the history of the Radiothon possibly coming up this hour. It's get the tissues ready.
Wow.
Get the tissues ready.
Ryan Porth delivered those yesterday.
Yeah, I know. We told him to be prepared there.
Yeah, we got a lot of tissue.
And we're on the Marquee Network. We're on the Score, obviously. It's Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. 4 more hours. 20 down, 4 to go on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.